Welcome to another episode of Honest to a Malt with myself, Duncan, and Mike, aka Two Puds. Ahoy, Mike.
Hello.
And what is the name of the episode today, my friends?
Well, Dunkin' Donuts. It is episode 41, and the title is Every Wee Helps. Very good.
Very good, because of course, for people that need that explaining to them, Tesco's is Every Little Helps. Yeah.
Wee is Scottish. Every yeah. Wee Helps.
Exactly. There we go.
And today's episode is about whiskey and Tesco, basically.
Yeah. Whiskey you can find at Tesco's, plus yeah. All the usual stuff of us catching up for our past week.
Yes. Let's not try and get me fired, remember, dickhead. Getting edited out.
No, sorry, we'll just start again. I'm just winding you up. You ready?
Yeah. I'm cutting that bit and going.
No, we'll just start again. It's fine. It's better for flow. No, we'll just start again. Ready?
Nope.
Okay, you're editing it then. Did I do that just so you would edit it?
I was editing anyway.
All right, okay.
You've had your like one every fucking 8 weeks.
Yeah. So, you should ask me something then.
So, Dunkin' Donuts.
Where has this donuts thing come from, Mike? Just before you say those magical words.
The inspired name selection has come from Burt's Medley.
Right.
I replied to one of your posts, Drunken Dunkin' Donuts.
So yeah. After 40 episodes, you've yep. come up with a nickname for me through Burt.
Yep, Dunkin' Donuts. I think it's right. Absolute genius. It needs no other work, no other explanation.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
So we're a pod about whiskey from two guys, one called Donuts and one called Two Puds.
No, Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Has to go together.
Dunkin' Donuts and yeah. Two Puds. Okay.
Yes. Okay. I mean, should we just start this pod again? Because you're being weird. You're being really weird. You're upset because you've got a nickname.
No,
and
I'm
it's
not.
About donuts because you think it's people calling you fat.
All right, we can start.
Is that
again.
What it is? No, I'm not. We're going.
Oh my days. You're crucifying me today.
Duncan, tell me what is in your glass? What's in your glass? What's in your glass? What's in your
yeah, okay,
glass?
So you asked me what's in my glass. Well, right now, I've opened up a Somerton release. I got a backlog over Christmas. Of bottles, and so I've opened up the Old Pulteney Port mm-hmm. wine cask matured, 46%, and I've had the quite nice bottles, aren't they? Old Pulteney.
Yeah, I mentioned it on a previous pod. I've always like yeah. It's one of those ones that I should buy more of, but there's no reason why I'm not buying it. And then I think it was a few days later that came as your Somerton thing, and I was like, yeah. There's going to be lots of people tasting it, which is good.
It's exactly as it says, fruity, spicy, and fruity, sweet, and spicy. So just trying that, super fruity on the nose, loads of different red fruits going on. I tried a bit more of that Highland Park 17-year-old, which is very good. I finally caught up with, because obviously after dry January, I'm not doing dry January anymore. That's gone.
Well, right? I was going to mention that. I was letting you flow, but I was going to say, what date are we recording on at the moment? It's the 29th of January, and you are not dry. You are soaking. You are dripping, young man. You are dripping wet.
25th. I made it to the 25th.
25th. Which, I mean, in reality, is decent. Thanks. More than decent enough. No shame in failing another task, Duncan, at all. You couldn't resist basically doing some tastings, and it's understandable, and everyone forgives you.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for everyone's forgiveness. It's great, graciously received. So I tried this evening the Bimba Santa's edition 2023.
To clarify for Cold Rogue, we're not trying to say Saturnes. Santa as in Father Christmas.
Santa's edition 2023. Anyway, ex cognac cask. I'm really getting into cognac and ex cognac casks. Decent. I've had a few of them recently. I think that Talisker Ex Parley is in from cognac cask as well. Yeah. There's been a couple of others.
Twisted Vine.
Yeah, Twisted Vine as well, yeah. Nose, loads going on. Vanilla, oak, biscuits, fig jam, cinnamon, fusty grapes, green grapes, toffee penny sweets, red apples, marshmallows. Marshmallows was really a good note in there. I'm sure I got strawberry laces at one point, caramel in bags, There's a tartness, maybe like balsamic vinegar. And then the palate, crumbly, buttery, cooked biscuit topping, pecan nuts, more caramel, I think maybe some raisins, tiny bit of licorice, but sweet, not bitter. And it all goes through to a sort of dryish finish with more grapes in it and more buttery crumble. Really good. Wish I had a bottle. Don't, because obviously I was probably, I don't know,
not popular
doing something for 5 minutes and it sold out. Like, or, you know, an hour. I was probably in a meeting and it sold out.
You so sneezed and it had gone.
Yeah, for 85, yeah, probably just popped out to the shops to pick up a couple of bits, came back and it's gone, right? To carry a mobile with you at all times. I did a blind dram from Cliff. I'm still waiting to hear back from him about what it was, but I felt like it was virgin oak casks or bourbon and virgin oak casks. I even guessed it. I said I thought it was Wireworks. He said it's not that, but I'll find out. And he's left me on a cliffhanger.
Excellent.
Yeah. And I opened up a 25-year-old blended malt from Master of Malt, which is about 45%-ish.
Teaspooned one, wasn't it, you said?
I think that's what somebody said. It's basically just layers of raisins. very sherry heavy. It's got a bit of headspace now, so I'm going to see if maybe something else beyond raisins comes through.
Nice.
But, you know, it's a sherry bomb, so, but not too strong. Yeah, and that's nice. We did that Lindor's tasting, didn't we?
We did a Lindor's tasting, yeah, we did.
I think maybe we should separate that out and discuss that in a wee bit. What do you think? Yeah. And what's been up my arse? Scotch whiskey auctions have just raised the prices of selling a bottle from £6 to £8. And from my perspective, plus VAT, by the way, it's not really the fact that I don't really sell anything. So I'm not really bothered about that. But from a buying perspective, surely a 33.3% increase in going from £6 to £8, i.e. basically a tenner to selling a thing, is going to limit the number of cheaper bottles going to that auction house. And I like buying
them. What does that tell you?
They don't want cheap bottles?
No, it means their prices are coming down. They're making less profits on the percentages.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
they're having to scramble to just get a bit more cash in.
Yeah, it could be that. Yeah,
definitely.
It could be 100%. That. But if you think about it, if you've got a bottle that you bought for £35, £40 or whatever, and you're sending it, you know, even if they're picking it up for free, you're paying £10 to sell that bottle. Do you know what I mean? I mean,
no, just
that's quite a chunk, isn't it? It's a waste of time, isn't it? So I feel like at £6, people could kind of. I often wonder why people are sending bottles at like £30 when it costs them £6 plus VAT. But yeah. I guess they're just making up lots.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that's a shame to see, is what I'm saying. So I'll have to see if SWA, Scotch Whiskey Auction, which is my preferred place or has been anyway to purchase, continues to have good, affordable drinkers, or if this. They dry up.
Yeah.
You know. And what about you? What's been in your glass?
So what's been in my glass is, as we mentioned, Lindor tasting. We'll go into that a little bit later. But living up to my nickname, I immediately dived into a second tasting straight from the Lindors. so I did one with Whiskey Me. And they did like a YouTube chat along with Hugh from James Edie. Three samples. It was a, what do we have? A Tinnenich, a Glenlossie, and a Ben Rinnis.
Chicken winners.
Ben Rinnis was outstanding. Really, really good. Black currant on the nose, sort of like cheesecake flavors. So like your soury sweetness, cardamom, galaxy chocolate. And then on the palate, it said like rice pudding, applesauce, toffee, raisins, salted caramel.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Mate, wood spice on there. And then they mentioned it, and it was annoying because I was like, there's something I'm not getting. And someone went, oh, there's like a meaty element on it. And I went, bang. Ooh. But it wasn't like barbecue. It kind of was like barbecued meat, but it was like not like a peated whiskey where it's like smoked. It was when you've got a steak and you've shoved it in the pan and it's burned and it's just caramelized. So
you're
it's
searing it.
Yeah.
It's this in butter or something.
Yeah. Maillard reaction, if you want to get technical in the barbecue world, it's when the outside caramelizes.
Okay.
So it was that sweet.
So very hot temperature.
Yeah. It was that sweet, meaty caramelization that you could taste on it. And it ran through it. And I was like, oh my God, that is absolutely amazing.
So is that one still available? Is that
still available? You can get it from Whiskey Me. It is £53.50. It's 9 years old, 46% ABV. I think it's just a Burbs cask, but yeah, have a little nose on Whiskey Me website. I think unilaterally it done well. I think Hugh put it down to the fact that he was on the...
it done well.
Because he was on the podcast.
It done well, that one.
Yeah, because he was on the stream live. I think he just assumed everyone was saying that was the best one to be nice to him. I'm like, looking at the people in there, no one is like being nice to you. That honestly was a really good drama and the best of the evening. So go and check that one out.
So, hang on, then, that was Ben Rinnis.
Ben Rinnis. And then up my ass, same as you, auctions. But again, not Scotch whiskey auctions, just general auctions.
Right.
But the reason it's up my ass is because of our frigging embargo. Now, I thought Scotch is getting nailed. They're going for like still a little bit cheaper than some whiskey auctions, but generally there's people that know what they're looking for. So I just searched for like bourbon and then whiskey with an E. And somebody has had an absolute steal. They had a 1980s Jim Beam Black, which is 8 years old, really old bourbon, like decent. You can't get it. They're like £200 a bottle. Someone paid £18 plus a couple of fees.
Hang on, for a miniature or for a whole bottle?
Whole bottle.
Whole
it doesn't,
bottle?
It doesn't, yeah. Unless you know what you're looking for, it looks like a fake Jim Beam.
And so how did you...
They paid more. Someone paid more for a Jim Beam White than this bottle. And I was looking at it just going... Oh, I hate you, Duncan.
Oh, so hang on, you sat and watched someone go £18 and didn't break the embargo?
Nope.
Are you sure?
100%.
That is well done.
Mate, I have been challenged a lot on this embargo. And we'll go into that a little bit later as well, because there's some things to cover off from today, which nearly had me breaking it. But yeah, that was excruciating watching someone pick that up that probably has no idea what they've bought. So good luck to them. Hope they enjoy it.
Hopefully.
Hope they don't mix it with Coke.
Yeah, but I'd love it if someone listens to the pod and they're like, oh, I got it.
I got that.
He was on his embargo.
He was watching it. Yeah. If it was, send me a sample, please.
Almost nailed on it with Smedley. Right.
Yeah. Oh, honestly, yeah. So I was like, it's annoyed, but I was also happy that someone's got a really good deal there, but I was pissed off it wasn't me.
Yeah,
that's the one thing I've been saying about is like there's things in there that people will not know. That was the prime, and I'm fuming.
But right, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
We did a whiskey tasting of Lindor's, didn't we, for Burns Night?
We did do a Lindor's
with Whiskey Wire, Steve Rush.
Yep.
AKA Steve Rush. Because I don't know if Steve's got a nickname, so. Other than being the Whiskey Wire, and
his name's like Quick Steve.
Quick Steve, and Tweet Tastings. So I was actually really impressed with the SDR Wine Barrique cask. Mm. That was my overriding thing. But of the four, we tried four, didn't we? We tried the standard, which is the 1494 in letters. I had a bottle of that already on holiday somewhere, I think Serbia, and so that was as I remember it. Very easy to drink. Nice. You know, then it was nice. Yes. Then we had the bourbon number two.
Casks of Lindor's two.
Bourbon. Casks of Lindor's two bourbon. That's it.
49.4%.
Yeah. Well, a nod to the year. Yeah. How long did it take you to work that one out, Mike?
Ooh, at least an hour.
We're sitting with Mike and he goes, oh, yeah. That's because of the... I'm like, yeah, okay, Mike. And then at some point I went, what does MC... And Mike went, that stands for 1494, Duncan.
Yeah.
Dear. You've got to make it easier for us.
Yeah, we were having a special evening.
Yeah. Anyway, that was also decent with like sweet lemonade and you called refreshers bars on it. Mm. And I kept getting cantaloupe in every single whiskey pretty much that they had.
Yeah.
I've never got so much cantaloupe off whiskeys before, so... If you're listening to this and you get cantaloupe on Lindor's, I'd like to start a cantaloupe Lindor's club with you. So just reach out to me.
That was good.
Just some people that get together and talk about cantaloupe and how much there is in Lindor's whiskey.
It had one of the wine cask one had one of those really funky notes running through the nose, which didn't appear straight away. But I think we talked about it where it was like a sort of a basil note from a spag bowl.
Oh, I definitely got the cooked spaghetti and salt on that one. That was the kind of savoury note. But the sweet element was like toffee treacle pudding and plum jam. There was loads of wood spice. You're talking about the SDR Red Wine Barrique now, aren't you?
Yes.
That was my favourite, and I finished that off after the tasting, like since. Mm. still definitely my favourite of the four, and then probably closely followed by The Friar John Chapter 2.
Yep.
Which was the one with a bit of rum elements in it.
Peated rum.
Yeah, peated rum. Yeah. And if it wasn't for that metallic note that came through, but the nose with rum raisin ice cream, and I'm sure I got Old Spice on it, you know, like
you
that.
You did keep talking about
Men's aftershave, yeah.
Yeah.
And again, cantaloupes and old melons, mustiness. Just to be clear, I haven't eaten cantaloupe in a while. I haven't eaten in a while. So it wasn't like I'd had cantaloupe before doing the tasting.
It's just suddenly gone, oh yeah, it's that.
Yeah.
Because I had it earlier.
It's like some sort of PTSD flashback. Oh no, cantaloupes. Anyway, it was a Refreshers bar and foam bananas and more banana on that Friar John. Would have happily had a bottle of the Friar John or the STR red wine. And yeah. I've already had a bottle of the 1494 core range.
Yeah.
Will I get another bottle of that one? Probably not. I've had one. Leave it for someone else.
Yeah. But, I think I would definitely look at the red wine STR one. That was really something a little bit different, a little bit special. I think if they go kind of in that direction, they carry on, then they're just going to keep going from strength to strength. So, yeah, it's decent.
Yeah, there was. And you're right. That sort of savoury note that came through with the, well, you called basil, but certainly got cooked spaghetti and stuff. On top of the sweetness, made it a bit more interesting, I think.
Yeah.
But when I was sipping it afterwards, not on that day, on a different day, it was just a really easy sipper as well. So lots going on, but like just really enjoyable.
Casual.
So it's kind of what you're after, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
So the only bit that were, you know, was that metallic note in the Friar John Chapter 2 that I didn't really get on with, which I don't know is coming from the peat. And I thought the bourbon from, was it Casks of...
Casks of Lindor 2.
Casks of Lindor 2. So that one just felt too spring and summery for me. It was nice. You know, sweet lemonade and Refreshers bars and dried flowers.
Not as impactful.
Apple
as the
fizz and cereal and creamy. So it was decent. Flower blossom, honey. So that was good, but, you know, it needed to be a bit warmer to have that one. So I don't feel like that whiskey was really, would have been more befitting of spring or summer. Okay, so before we get into the main topic of the pod today, you got anything else you want to get off your chest?
Oh, I feel like I have, but I don't. Do you know something I don't?
I just felt like you were a bit ranty before we started, before we got onto it, so...
Oh! I did want to fucking rant!
I knew there was something.
Yes!
I can just see, it's like on your face.
Yeah. So, I had done my tasting notes and the whiskey me tasting, and some fucking dweeb comes on basically telling me, do not promote them, their packaging is not environmentally friendly, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
I'm like, you don't follow me, why are you commenting on my posts? If you got an issue, take it up with them. I know the environment is very important, but you don't need to come on and just spam my posts and talk about environmental factors in someone's whiskey packaging for samples. So they got swiftly told to fuck off and blocked. So yeah, that was my rant. If you're listening, do one. I'll block you on Twitter and everything else if you contact me. So yeah, send a message, dick.
And there's the lovable Mike that we all know. He's such a nice guy. Honestly, he's available to introduce to your mum and family members for a fee.
Yes.
Dearie me. Well, you know, to be fair, it's not your responsibility to account for somebody else's packaging.
It was just the audacity of, like, you can't post this. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, I should have really followed you, liked you, and then just posted every day just pictures of packaging that's like really bad for the environment, just to get a rise out of you.
Yeah,
like,
I can't believe that I can't believe they posted it in a whole air pack, a whole air sack. I thought that was just. They didn't.
It was weird.
I don't subscribe to that.
I don't understand why it left the UK, went to Ireland
UK.
By a ferry. Then got helicoptered back to Scotland, driven down in a Ferrari, just with the windows open, so even more air resistance, just like lower that miles per gallon on the field.
I think what was more impressive was that you did the tasting whilst being driven round your local area in a Humvee. And I can't believe, I can't believe that...
I didn't spill any.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because it was going so fast, wasn't it? Just to get through, just to get it down to 1 mile a gallon.
And everything on. Heaters on, cooling on, windows down, music up.
Yeah, So yeah. I've just poured, in the spirit of talking about Tesco's whiskey, I've just poured the rest of the Bimba Santa's Edition 2023 ex-cognac cask, a whiskey that you would never find at Tesco's.
No.
Yeah. Or anywhere, to be honest, because, again, it's sold out in about an hour. So tell us, you recant through the your... By the way, we've put an article on the website called Tesco's Whiskey. Mm-hmm. Not twice, just once, Tesco Whiskey. I just can't remember if it's plural or singular. No, it doesn't matter.
Tesco's
Whiskey? I don't know, I have to look. Anyway, we'll be keeping it updated with the best picks in bourbon, single malt, you know, their cheap value stuff, etc. So we'll keep it updated for people that want to know what we think is the best pick at Tesco's at any one time. I would be totally honest to say that I do buy whiskey from supermarkets sometimes, but the majority of my whiskey is bought from specialist whiskey and wine retailers.
Yeah, but I'm sure there was a period when that was your go-to.
I would say as I get onto, I mean, I would struggle not to buy a bottle today when I was in there.
Oh, mate.
Yeah. My days. It's so hard, yeah. Isn't it? I was like, that's actually quite good value, that one. I'd quite like to try that one. So, what was your experience?
So I popped in, I went to the large branch in Sevenoaks, so not an express or anything. It's like where you would do your big shop. I don't know what it's called, just a big Tesco supermarket. And I thought, right, I'll get a photo of the malt whiskey, the Irish and bourbon, and then just some of the blended stuff. Mm. And they had like three decent sort of separated areas for whiskey. Loads available. I was sort of gobsmacked at quite what was in there. And it's just a really healthy spread. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you were to go in there and you didn't know what you were sort of picking, there's loads of stuff on offer, which you're automatically sort of like gearing for straight away. I think if you don't really know, you would look like, oh, look at this one, it's £10 off, which, as we all know, it's not really £10 off, but
club card price.
Club card price, which, yeah, does go on to another thing. So those club card prices, essentially, they would change every 3 weeks. So there'll be a new rotation of offers coming out. And if you wanted to know how long an offer is actually going to be on that ticket, just underneath the price, it's got X amount per litre, and it's actually got the date backwards, and that tells you when the offer is going to run out, when it'll switch around.
Top tip from Tupids.
I know. So I got chatting to the manager today, and he was like, who the hell is this weirdo?
Did you get his number? Not yet, no.
I was trying to get hold of like some stats and stuff for his sales, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to come meet this bloke, just make sure he's not dodgy. But no, so I looked at their shelves, and
nowadays, you're a nightmare. I'm so glad I wasn't there.
Mate, we chatted for nearly an hour in the end.
That's what I mean. You're a nightmare. I'm so glad I wasn't there, because that's what he wanted to do with that hour of his life. Chat to you, who didn't buy any whiskey.
No, but this will be some sort of advertising for the store, because essentially he did have some bangers in there. So
Sevenoaks.
I think Sevenoaks, big shop. I've already emailed their sort of head office and gone, this guy's a legend, really, really nice chap. But
did you ask head office for his number?
No, I'm just going to find him on Instagram or Tinder. in that shop they had like such a good selection of sort of like single malts. So obviously your Laphroaig 10s, your Laphroaig Select, which is now Oak Select, Talisker 10, Talisker Sky, but they had a few little ones in there. So sneaking alongside the Ardbeg, you had the Lagavulin 8. That's £52, which again, bit pricey, but kind of in line with Lagavulin's rises. But they also had Kalila 12, which, again, I don't really remember seeing that often in supermarkets. That was in there. They had Brookladdock Classic Laddie, which you see everywhere. That was on club card offer, down to like £38. But again, I think it's been cheaper recently. So
you get it for £35, £36, can't you? Some other prices.
But what did spark and pique my attention was their reduced to clear. Now, they had some Ardbeg Wee Beastie, £27.95 reduced to clear. And they had about 7 bottles in there. And it's not yellow stickered. It's just on a normal white sticker with a little line that says reduced to clear. Yeah, but you wouldn't notice it. If you're like going in there to get something for someone else, you would just skip past that because it's not yellow.
So when you're bargain hunting, you found Ardbeg Wee Beastie 5-year-old for £27.50.
£27.95. And I was extremely, extremely close to just sacking off this whole embargo and buying that. Because
I mean, it's
like...
it's a decent bottle for sub 28 quid, isn't it? I mean, it's decent. Usually you can't get it cheaper for about 35 is about the cheapest you ever get it.
Yeah.
Maybe 33, actually. So to be fair, you probably only been getting 5 or 6 quid off, which I think is why you were... Imagine if it had been £10, you would have cracked, wouldn't you?
But this is the thing. So I was speaking to him and he said they... Essentially what happens is they, after Christmas, say they've got to get rid of those bottles. It has to go off sale because they obviously are replacing new stock and things like that. They will reduce it to clear. If it's still not shifting, they will do one more big reduction on it. So that could go down again.
So can we just, anyone in Sevenoaks, don't go buy it. Be selfish. No, be selfish. Let's all hang in there together. And when it gets reduced down to £5 or whatever.
Then we can fight for it.
Then we buy it.
Yeah. Sadly, it won't go that low.
Hey, Mike, if everyone just stopped buying whiskey at supermarkets, everyone digs in, everyone's on an embargo together, they'll have to reduce all of it. If everyone stops buying whiskey, let's all just stop buying whiskey. They'll all have to reduce it.
They will reduce it down that once. And then if that doesn't shift... Yeah. It'll have one more big discount.
Yeah.
So that could go like to 20 quid or something. If it doesn't shift then, boom, waste.
Boom.
Gone. Disappears.
Right.
Now, technically, that means thrown out. However, I suspect that may well go into some slush fund for a Christmas party at Tesco. And I would be extremely disappointed if that did not happen.
When you said boom there, you reminded me of Denzel Washington in Training Day. He's like, boom.
Boom.
Have you seen that?
Yes. It's good.
You want to be a wolf or you want to be a sheep?
What do you think? I'm Welsh. It's irrelevant to the thing, but yeah,
I still don't know what the answer is.
Do you want to be inside? No. Next. I'd say what piqued my interest massively as well during it was just the sheer amount of bourbon.
There was loads of bourbon bottles.
Massive amounts. Eagle Rare, price slight increase up to $37.50.
Is that, you're the Eagle Rare 10 expert, is that a good price or not?
It's a 10-year-old aged bourbon, like just really good stuff.
Still the best value aged bourbon out there.
Yeah, I'd say so. They did have Elijah Craig as well, which you don't see very often. It's only the 94 proof one. That was 42 quid, that's new in. So what are you saying, when they're new, same as the Twisted Vine Cognac, Glenmorray one is in there, and that is... Glenmorray. That's badged up as new. So I would imagine those new whiskies, within sort of three cycles of offers, you'll see that on a one-off, like 15 quid off or something like that.
You've become this sort of Jedi of Tesco whiskey knowledge in a mere midday or afternoon or whatever, whenever it was you popped to Tesco's.
Yeah. Impressed. No, it was good. It was, like I said,
Did you just place your hands on the manager's head and just absorb the knowledge? And all the other people around couldn't see because of the light.
No. But
the light
then
pollution coming
the whole
off
section
this.
Of blends as well. They had reduced to clear. Johnny Walker Gold. No, sorry, not Johnny Walker Gold Label. Johnny Walker Green Label.
Oh, Green Label, 15-year-old.
Yeah, that was down to £41.65 in 7.
Not a bargain.
Still too much, a little bit. But if that gets that second price drop...
If that comes down to like 25 to 30 quid, that's a buy.
I reckon you're going to see that at 30 pretty soon in the Sevenoaks area. There was loads of them in there. So they had Wolfie Whiskey, celebrity whiskies.
Which, hang on. We want a sample of Wolfie Whiskey to do the celebrity top trumps. Rod Stewart versus...
Yeah.
Who are we going to do in verses? Was it Matthew McConaughey or something?
Well, we'll keep it quiet. We'll work out who we get. We'll get the samples first.
Another celebrity could be in
there. Yeah. But Wolfie was in there for 35 quid. But yeah, if anyone's got any of that, feel free to send us a sample if you're happy to.
We'll send stuff back. It's a two-way exchange. We'll send better.
Three-way?
You send us a celebrity whiskey.
It's a three-way.
You send us celebrity whiskey and we will both send you better whiskey in return.
Traditionally better whiskey. Let's say that.
Better whiskey.
Yeah, that was good. What else did he have that was good? So, what also I was scanning next to the whiskey aisles, they've got the packs. You know where you get the little miniatures?
Right.
Glenfiddich, 12, 15, 18, £14.25. And you're probably looking at what, 15 mil of whiskey there?
15 mil.
So five, they're going to be doubles each, aren't they? Five.
Do you mean 150 mil? £15 for 50. You can't mean 15 mils. That's less than one shot.
Or CL, sorry, not mils.
Okay, 15 CL. Whatever. Okay, yeah, good. Yeah, it's only a whiskey. Put details don't matter, Mike. It's fine. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Exactly. Not ours, don't.
Hey, hey, Mike, just to quote you, £15 for 15 mils of whiskey. It's good value.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially anyway. Especially if it's Glenfiddich 12.
I mean, it comes in at £95 a litre overall, so it's not great value. But again, they will drop in price because they're Christmas ones. So keep an eye on those because they are Christmas stock. So that might start disappearing at some point.
So you think
soon
the main thing I'm hearing here is Tesco's variety of stores around the country that all have their own special this bottles, depending where they are. They will be going through and doing their discounting post Christmas now.
Yeah.
They'll have done one round already and they'll be going on towards the second round to keep your eyes peeled.
Yes. Right? That's what I'm saying.
Good tip. That's another good tip, as well as the tip you said earlier about reading the date backwards to see when
when that offer's
the club card offer's going to end. Yeah.
Yeah. Because if it's like you said, you just go in and I'm desperate for that Lafroy because I think that's £29 on club card offer.
The Lafroy 10.
Which ends at midnight tonight.
Oh, well, it's gone, isn't it?
It'll come around soon enough, though. Yeah. But
That was one of the better value ones, the £29 for the Lafroy 10. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going to pull one of those shortly. I've got an Ardbeg 10, Lafroy 10, and I'm currently drinking a Penderyn whiskey. So all three Tesco available drams.
Shout.
But what did you find on your jaunt around the old blue and white red classic of Tesco's?
Yeah, the thin blue and white line.
Tesco's.
Tesco's. I'm spoiled for choice here, to be honest. I could go to one of many Tesco stores. And to be clear, I never go to any of those Tesco's for the very reason I experienced today. Tesco's reminds me a bit of, so my mum used to take me to Tesco's. Mm. So every family when you're growing up, well, our age, Mike and I are around 40. Every family when you're growing up of that age, you would, mostly the kids would go to the supermarket for the weekly shop. I think, not always, but at least some of them. And you have families that are loyal to Sainsbury's, families that are loyal to Tesco's. You know, I lived in Norwich for a while and we were loyal to Morrison's or Mozza's just because the salad counter was banging, right? But my mum used to take us to Tesco's and I always think Tesco's just feels a bit colder inside than Sainsbury's. And I don't know if it's because they got white and blue, whereas Sainsbury's has got the sort of yellow and orange.
But oh, yeah, maybe.
I went to...
The autumnal notes are making you feel all, like, warm inside.
Yeah, maybe. So I got dressed up. I didn't get dressed up. I was already dressed. My point was, I should have been dressed up. I should have been wearing a bulletproof vest. I went to Edmonton's Tesco's Extra.
Why would you go there?
Because it's the biggest one in the area. There's one in Chingford.
It's in Edmonton, mate.
But there's one in Chingford. There's one in Leytonstone. Equally as sketchy, arguably. Right. Anyway, so I thought I'll go to the biggest one, which is the huge Tesco's Extra, because they've got.
Is that by the IKEA?
The IKEA's gone now, Mike. Yeah. Which actually was a real celebratory point in my life because it means that I can't be roped into going to Saturday IKEA trips. Although the downside of that is there is a downside, which is that you were roped into going to it. You could always get the IKEA meatballs.
Oh yeah,
which is worth it. It's worth going around the store for an hour to get the meatballs, but
and
not
a hot
worth
dog.
Yeah. Plus they had some dark chocolate and lime sweets, which were absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Like
I used to like the crayfish. Did you ever, they used to do them once
no,
a year?
No, I never tried the crayfish.
Some Swedish festival.
I just couldn't get past the meatballs really, because I'd only go there about once every 2 months. Anyway. So yeah, it was near that IKEA that's no longer there. I was like walking towards this whiskey aisle. And it's a big old store. It's huge. And immediately I was like, why am I out shopping? I wasn't shopping, but even worse, browsing at this time in the afternoon. All the riffraff were out.
The riffraff.
All of them were out. I honestly, it was nervous times. Anyway, so you get to the aisle. And of course, every single bottle is security tagged or in some sort of metal wire mesh container.
I can tell you more.
Oh, did they have that in Sevenoaks as well?
They did.
Right.
And it's because there are the top 200 stores that have their spirits stolen the most have to have these things.
Right, so it's just all the stores in London.
The reason why is because they're being targeted by Romanian gangs who are coming in, filling trolleys in multiples of 12 so they can go and sell them to bars.
And they just walk out?
Yep. Right. Straight into vans and gone.
So they're in
just
these...
mullering. the bigger Tesco's.
They're in these metal mesh things, which in itself is not a problem. But what it meant was that a lot of the boxes had were Muller's too. So you'd like be looking at the box, looking at whiskey that costs like, I'll give you an example. So earlier Mike mentioned, I did my own research, as we all should do. So my top tip was Abelauer, the Cask Annam. It's C-A-S-G space N-A-N-N-A-M-H, which is a 48% batch release. It was batch 9, triple cask matured.
Just give the pronunciation one more time.
What, Abelauer?
The next one.
Oh, I can't do the other one. It's like Gaelic, isn't it? We'll get David Brody on to pronounce it, and then he'll talk about Bunnahabhain for a while. Anyway, so it's matured in American and sherry oak casks, and that on club card price was down to £42, which actually is really, you know, it's a non-age statement whiskey. And I'm just trying to see, it's non-chill filtered, right? So it's non-chill filtered. It is tick. 48%, a tick. Batch release, tick.
Tick.
American and sherry oak, so a good balance.
Tick.
For £42, it's probably, I think, the best value whiskey they have in there. Now, it's not the cheapest whiskey, but the best value whiskey they have in there. And the other stuff I saw, they got Scott's Club on an Aldi price match for $12.89. I'm going to give that a swerve. They had Tom Martin down to £26 legacy, but I don't think that's good value. I noted the Lagavulin 8 in a really beat up box. Some of the boxes, and I also, like you, you know, Kalila 12, but £52.
Yeah.
You're having a laugh. I mean, but I think
that's one of those ones that's going to have to go. We know it's Diageo, so they are going to obviously have that in bulk, and at some point that's going to get dropped.
But we basically took pictures of the same stuff. I mean, like Twisted Vine was there, which obviously we've tried and we really like, from Glenmurray. The Brookladdy, same, but still slightly too pricey. I mean, for me right now, I think £38.50. But I think the point is if you're going to spend £40, as we said in our supermarket and Amazon whiskey thing, there's actually really amazing bottles from independent bottlers. There are loads out there that you can get for £40, which are going to be better value. So if you're listening to this and you buy a supermarket whiskey, or you're looking at Tesco's whiskey, there are some good stuff at Tesco's and other supermarkets. But if you're spending £40, and this was the main thing I noticed, a lot of the whiskies have pushed over £50 now.
Yeah.
And Dan from Somerton Club was saying, we never thought we'd be competing with whiskey that's over £50. And they are now. You know, Somerton Club, £50 every 2 months, and they'll send you a whiskey which is better. This Old Pulteney retails for £75, and I got it for £50 on the membership.
Yeah.
So there's so much extra choice out there. I also took a picture of the Lefroy 10, of course. Mm. And like you, was surprised about how much they had in terms of bourbon choices.
Yeah.
But overall, my mind has not been blown. I thought that there's not that many deals really to be had in January, which I think might be because, like you said, they're just working on like stores that need to get rid of stock.
Yeah. Well, they did say January they're not pushing anything really because they people aren't spending money on stuff in January. So it is a clear out, let's start building up for the spring.
But so hear me out here. So the first thing is prices have crept up. We've observed that you're over 50 for a bunch of whiskies now, whereas it used to be you go to supermarket and you'd never dream of paying over £50. Everything's on club card at Tesco's, which is a bit like Sainsbury's now, which is a bit annoying. If you look at Waitrose Cellar, the price is the price. They just reduce it. I had a look at Waitrose Cellar and they had a litre bottle of Woodford Reserve with a special edition horse on label, 45.2% rather than the usual 43.2%. Special horse, some sort of horse that won something. Mm-hmm. So nice label, reduced to clear down to £30. But even there, yeah, good value, right? It's on my Twitter. You should follow me, Mike.
but it's just hard to keep up.
It's because of all the bots. Anyway, so, but they had other stuff which was reduced, but you don't need to have a card. There's no barrier to entry. And I know it's really easy to get a club card or a...
Well, yeah, it's not an application. The reason they want that is just to track everything you do so they can push advertising.
Your data.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But what... So I go into Tesco's. What happened? I go and have a look at the whiskey. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm really close to the stout aisle. So I just went for stout. This is the ruddy embargo again.
What did you pick up?
Some of that milk stout, some Black Heart, a couple of other ales. So basically, I went to Tesco's and I just bought crisps and stout. and some strawberries for our daughter.
And that is the beauty of everything about Tesco's. And it's the thing, like, you can say, yeah, I'm going to buy my whiskey online, but you've got to actually be prepped for that. If you are rushing out the house and you've got to go somewhere and you need to buy a bottle, you're likely to end up in a supermarket or something, because you're not going to have that wine shop with a whiskey selection there. You're going to end up in a supermarket. And for those things, there are whiskies that I would gladly accept from Tesco's that are on that shelf. Yes, the pricing is high, but that's across the board. Goes in line with the whiskey industry. There are still bargains to be had. And yeah, I was extremely happy with what was available in a bigger Tesco's.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an experience. I'm not sure. I might
don't go to Edmonton again, for fuck's sake.
Rhea did say to me, she said, "You sure you want to go to that store?" I said, "Well, it's the biggest one." She said, "Yeah, good luck."
I mean, why would you go to one of the poorest areas in London, in the fucking country, to go and see if there's an exclusive luxury product of whiskey? Yeah, they're bound to have loads in there.
No, just to keeping it real. I was channeling my inner Ross Kemp for.
Yeah. I've entered Edmonton Tesco's. You wouldn't believe. I've nearly got stabbed. I nearly got shot.
It's a bit lively in here. It's a bit
you
lively.
Want to have a go? You take your shot.
I'm behind the cashier. I'm under the counter.
I'm getting my fired. Diving gear on and
shots
I'm out of
fired.
Here.
Shots fired.
Snorkeling away down the sewers.
I'm going to make a run for the whiskey aisle. Cover me. Ross, it's just a supermarket.
It's a Nova backfiring outside. Yeah.
Calm down, Ross. Calm down.
So what I meant to ask you earlier was, obviously you've now got a photo of the malt whiskey section.
Yep. Which is its own section at Tesco's. They've got malt whiskey.
Yeah.
What about
same
grain?
Branding, same like branding
grain
in the
grain is overlooked.
Yeah. Grain whiskey. Basically, what you want is a whole aisle dedicated to whiskey of all the different like divisions.
I wonder how many Tesco supermarkets Michael Henry has been around just standing next to the malt whiskey section going, listen, there's some very good grain out there.
You should make a grain section.
it was a tough meeting with Tesco's, but they stuck to the guns. Go on.
But so say you are average person, don't know really that much about whiskey, or you're buying something from someone else.
You're describing me now. Average person doesn't know anything about whiskey. Go on then.
What you're looking at that shelf, if you bring up the photo on your phone.
Oh, not that photo. Go on. Yep.
Not that one. No dick pics that I sent you earlier.
That's unnecessary. Actually, it was more of a picture from Mike, to be fair. But go on then.
Does my ass look nice in this?
Said that to upset you. you love that. Go on then.
You're looking at that shelf. So you go in and it's like, it's overwhelming.
The malt whiskey and shelf. I'm just getting out now. Yeah.
I love branding. Exactly the same.
That's what they do. I do feel like Tesco's could do, like the font choice on malt whiskey doesn't feel
looks
like
shit. Looks
it just feels
rubbish.
A bit basic. It feels like
you've gone to that
cheap
effort.
Malt whiskey. Now their whiskey's over. Now that those bottles are over 50 quid, I think they're going to have to up their font game.
Even a bit of Calibri would have made that better. Like, do you know what I mean? By the way, we're recording this after the podcast, and we've just gone back in so I can make a point.
So what's the point? What's the point?
Five drams since. So if you're going looking at that shelf as a sort of novice, and I'm buying a bottle either for like yourself or someone else, what is immediately drawing your eye?
The fact that
I'm looking at marketing.
Security guards regularly monitor this aisle.
No, imagine you're not in Edmonton. What is drawing your attention?
Which one picks me? Okay, I see what you're saying now. Well, probably then the brighter colour boxes, if I don't know anything about whiskey. And the stuff which is about eyeline, so it would have been, for me, because I'm not, you know...
Yeah.
It would have been sort of Brook Laddie, probably like the Cardew in the centre. Definitely not the stuff on the bottom shelf.
Have you got a bottom shelf of distinctly beige-looking Tesco drams?
Yeah, Scots Club and...
Then the
stuff,
next level up, I've got...
Jura.
Your Aberlours.
Jura's not getting even Tesco's know that Jura should be like second shelf from the bottom.
See, my Jura on mine is third, so they got that wrong.
Okay, so where I'm disappointed is that Glenmurray Twisted Vine and Glenmurray is second shelf from the bottom. Then there's the OP Old Pulteney, Tamborvulin.
Yeah.
Same as me. Vince Jura. Then above that is Glenfiddich.
Yeah. Glenmorangie.
Yeah, Glenlivet. Then it's Abelauer, which I feel is weird. Like that Abelauer on the left there, that should be the prime location.
So my Abelauer is on shelf 2 down the bottom, and the Jura is on shelf 3. So I've got a really colourful middle shelf of 4 Juras, which you're obviously immediately just swiping into the bin. And then you've got a central section of Glenlivet's and Glenmorangie.
Do you know what I've just noticed? Is they've put all of the peated stuff on the top shelf.
Yes.
Yeah, all the peated stuff's on the top shelf. That's what I noticed.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that before.
No, I didn't.
All of it together is right at the top.
Although my Ardbeg Wee Beastie on offer is next shelf down in the middle.
Not the one I'm... Everything that's peated at all is on the top shelf, 100%. And actually, I never said, but that Abba Falls is £20 on club card. Yeah.
Yeah, which is like, again...
And Cotswolds is £45. Like, that was £25.
Have you got... Oh, I didn't even know I've got Cotswolds.
Yeah, Cotswolds is there. Cotswolds.
Oh, no, I have got the Cotswolds. That's in the corner, hidden in a box behind a mesh cage, £45.
Yep.
But I was saying, what stands out to me massively and where my attention would immediately be drawn is the Glenlivets. So I've got Founders Reserve going into the rum casks, into the 12, into the 15.
Oh, they're going to be disappointed, aren't they?
They're all, but those it's people. Flowing. It's like a natural flow. And then you've got the Glenmorangie 10, and I think it's the La Santa.
Glenmorangie, it's that one that stands out the most. That new branding that everyone was laying into. That branding punches out on the shelf.
On a shelf, your eyes are drawn to the Glenmorangie.
Yeah.
But you're going to go to the 10 over the 12 because it's orange and it's standing out massively and it's £38 rather than £53 for the La Santa, which is ridiculous pricing, quite frankly.
Actually, it's funny you should say that. There's still a lot that brands need to do with regards to packaging, I think, to stand out in supermarkets. You know, you look at Ardmore. I mean, Ardmore Legacy. I mean, but
was the laddie caged for you?
Caged? You mean in a metal
security
bag?
Cage?
Yeah, all of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, which every single bottle was security caged except the cheap stuff. The bottle.
Oh, really?
Which had a tag on it. Yeah.
Ah, okay. So only a few of out in well, maybe 30-40%.
I mean, even the bourbon. All of the bourbon, no matter how.
All of the bourbon was done. Because I think they said Jack Daniels is the most stolen whiskey.
Oh my God. Yeah. People just chasing banana tasty notes.
Yeah. Yeah. But does that not show sort of like the security levels they now need to go to detract somewhat from all the money that like Brookladdick, for example, are spending on marketing? Because although you see it's a blue bottle, you're kind of, my eyes ignore it because of the security cage to an extent. It's not standing out.
Yeah, I don't know, because they were all in security cages there. I've sent you a picture. I'm not sure that it really made a difference. I was just more annoyed that if I was going to be getting, for example, something like that, Abelauer, which is £42, the Cask Amnam or something.
Yeah.
That looked like the best bet on the shelf for me, personally, other than maybe like Twisted Vinyl or something, which obviously 40%, but it's still decent. But that one, you know, like it just... It sort of ruins the feel having it in some sort of casked metal bag, doesn't it? So I think Tesco's, what they're having to do to obviously protect whiskey from being stolen is sort of ruining the sort of glamour of whiskey on the shelf, basically. Mm. So
your marketing is somewhat wasted to an extent due to the measures they're having to take due to
pretty much
Eastern European thieves.
The shelves you were looking at were way tidier than the shelves I was looking at, if you look at the difference.
That's because I went to Sevenoaks, not Edmonton.
Yeah. Well, I'm lucky to be alive. So,
it's fair to say I would predict that Dairy Lee Triangles in Edmonton would also be in a similar bag.
I've sent you pictures so you can see the chaos of the sort of massive boxes. So if you're buying it for a gift, which probably most people are really, to be honest, a lot of the boxes just aren't in a fit state. When I used to buy whiskey from supermarkets to gift to people, you check to make sure you get a nice box because you're gifting it. These days, I don't know, just whatever. There you go. Do you really know? Do you really want the box?
How much did you say the Scots Club was? $12.97. Tell you what, I have someone actually bought me, taking the piss, a Tesco Special Reserve.
Sure.
One of the little, I'd say a hit flask, but hit flask or a street drinker, maybe. You know, the little £7.25. I don't know how much is in there. It's okay as a blend, like in comparison to Bells and Grouse and things, mm-hmm. It's definitely up there. But I think that must go to the sort of purchasing power of Tesco, that they get decent drams, I guess, from distilleries where they can make their own blends.
Oh, but we could do a whole episode about whiskey they should be putting on the shelves, though, right? I mean,
it would be nice to see, same as Waitrose stock it, the Loch Lomond 18.
Ooh.
So you've got that option of something decent.
Inchmere 12. To get,
yeah, absolutely, massively. Mm. If you had to put them behind and ask staff to get them, that's fine. You've got those facilities. Yeah,
they've got bottles over 50 quid already. So just pick a bottle that's about 50 quid. That's all you have to do.
You could put more expensive ones in there. I don't see why you haven't got. Same as like they've got Moe and presentation things behind glass.
I don't get why they don't have like black bottle or whatever. Like not like your basic black bottle, but something like the double cask or there's a whole bunch of sort of cheaper stuff. I mean, where's Cutty Sark on that shelf? I don't get how it works. But where's Prohibition for 27, 28 quid? Where's that?
Yeah.
Where's Cutty Sark Prohibition on that shelf?
Massively. I know we bang on about
it. But how do these things not get on there? I mean, look, I know they have to have something which is continually in stock. So it can't be some batch, can't be something which isn't going to have multiple batch releases. So it can't be something that, like McLean's Nose, or how do you say it again? It's not.
No, McLean.
McLean.
John McLean.
John McLean. McLean. Like McLean's Nose, which may or may not continue or whatever, and different batches, they're not going to stock it. But something like Cutty Sark Prohibition, which is always there. I mean, why is that not?
I'd even argue the standard Cutty Sark blend.
I feel like it's because
we happily drank.
I think it's because supermarkets are saying blends are cheap and rubbish. We only do cheap and rubbish blends. Single malts would be more expensive, so maybe it's going to take them the buyers there a while to catch on to realise that, you know, 2, 3, 4 quality blends would actually be a good thing to stock. So I did ask the question to some listeners, and some people did give some feedback. So I'm just having a look at what feedback it was that they...
You know about Tesco?
Yeah, do you remember?
So, Daniel McAvoy messaged to say the sort of selections are better in Scotland. So I've asked if
thanks,
you can send
Daniel.
Us...
Cheers, Dan.
No, as in, so it'll be good for the website.
It's good for the Scottish listeners,
Yeah. It'll give us more of an idea of what's available up there. There's probably going to be... He said there was Ben Romack and stuff on the shelves.
Oh, so he wasn't rubbing it in then. He was just saying factually.
A lot more. So he's going to send us some picks. We'll put that up on the website as well.
Nice one. Cheers,
expand it. And Andrew Padwhisky, I think, sort of contacted us as well and said...
Pad Thai Whisky.
His selection was like...
It's Pad Thai Whisky, though. Sorry.
Pad Thai Whisky.
It's Andrew Pad Thai Whisky. It was actually... Yeah, it's his signature tasting note. Go on. Sorry to interject. Yeah.
He said basically up where he is in North Wales, the selection is awful. So, again, whether that just means...
In North Wales?
Yeah.
Bala?
North Wales. Don't know. But near, I would guess, Llandudno, which is where the Welsh Whiskey Festival
Llandudno.
Is.
Llandudno. Oh, what a segue, Mike.
I would raise that up. I saw it coming. As soon as I mentioned it, I went, yes. So, Welsh Whiskey Festival, it's the first one. It's going to be on the 1st, 2nd of November, and then a sort of bonus day on the 3rd where you get to tour Aberfalls and the North Wales Penderyn facilities as well. So if you want a whiskey festival, check that out. Yeah, it's the first one. Join in, go along, and have a look. See who's there.
Okay. I mean, you explained it more eloquently online, I thought, but it looks decent. So when you got into the detail, it looks like a lot of thought has gone into it, and it's obviously very hard to launch a whiskey festival. So when is it? November? October?
Yeah, 1st and 2nd of November with the bonus day on the 3rd.
Bonus day on the 3rd. Okay, all right, grand. Yeah. Okay, so there's a lot of whiskey festivals in that part of the year. So if you are planning to go to a whiskey festival and you are within driving distance or...
Llandudno.
And you want to...
Not bad.
Some nice Welsh hospitality, then check it out.
And it's, remember, it's in North Wales, so you can get your sausage rolls on from the Greggs up in North Wales. It's great. Yeah.
Shell suits are not mandatory.
No, just up the road in Liverpool they are, but they're no,
not in Wales. Not in Cladding, no. Right, you can wear whatever you want. All right, so anything else you want to share today, Mike?
No, nothing, I don't think.
So we're going to be keeping an eye on Tesco whiskey and maybe looking at some of the other supermarchés. Well, from me, thanks very much for listening.
And yeah, from me, as always, if you want to follow us, we're on at Honest to a Malt on all the social media. Duncan's on at Whiskey Tip and I am at Whiskey Wings. You can send us voice notes of critiques of our pronunciations. You can send us images of special bargains you're seeing in your local supermarkets. Tesco, other supermarkets are available. Send it through. We can check on the website. We can talk about it again. But that's it from me. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye-bye.
Oh, no, cantaloupes.